It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny Bull to call.
To Abdul-Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give. Walker.
Kenny Walker. Touchdown. Smarty.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. Ends
up. Yes. Caught. Touchdown to Trent Myers. They did it. Amon-Ra St. Brown to the receiving end.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Larkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Tuesday morning to you. It is the 16th day of August 2022. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahala, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you. Join the program at any time. You can text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21000. Sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN. On Buckeye Broadband, find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is the website. XBMornings at gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox. And you can find us individually on Twitter. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. What's going on over there? Happy Tuesday.
I just got to know one thing. Does anybody have my back as much as Fernando Tatis Jr.'s family has his back? Because I need that kind of support.
I need to know what
I need to know
really
who's going to blatantly lie for me till the death. Because come on, dude, you did it. Just be honest.
I think I have two of those people. I think I have two of those people that would take the fall. That would, that they would, yeah, you interview them, they... They'd be
your mom and Gian.
I don't know about my I don't know if my parents would openly lie like that. I think they might just plead the fifth. So, I got a couple friends that would openly lie about anything.
I saw a video
whatever you needed
online yesterday, just scrolling, and it's just this guy with a TV reporter. The reporter's like, "Hey, you're an eyewitness." He goes, "Oh. Well, I'm actually fully blind in my left eye and like 60% blind in my right eye. So I don't know about what witness you're talking about."
If that's real, I love that. I love that. I'm blind. Couldn't see. Don't know what he was.
I mean,
it's not a criminal investigation. So, I mean, all you're doing is basically, you know, we're just talking about the public opinion here. So they could take a hike. Yeah, I didn't see anything. I don't know what's going on. No idea. Blood transfusion. No idea. Never seen it before in my life. I don't even know who that guy is. You have pictures with him. I don't know. Never saw him before.
He must have drugged me or something.
He must have just
He gave me that, you know, he wiped my memory or something after. I just don't remember.
Can't even imagine. But, you know, good for them. You know, if Tatis, at this point, you know, I don't know what the best way to go about it is. I think that anytime that somebody does do this, as long as they're honest about it and they say, yeah, you know, this is why I took it. I wanted to get back from my broken wrist and they said it was going to help and yada, yada, yada. Then most of the time we're Americans. We're really good at making mistakes and accepting apologies. and then that's that. And we don't, you know, we just keep it moving. The longer you prolong this idea that you didn't do it, then the more angry we get because we're like, you lied. You know what I mean? So I think that we're probably better off knowing that this, you know, if he is guilty, just come out and admit it. Just tell us
why. And at the very least, you were dumb enough to not consult a team doctor about a medication after you just signed a $400 million contract or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. You know, where was the doctor at? Like, where is he getting the juice from? Because if he'd have went home, right? If he did it here in the States, that's one thing. If you go home, you know, then maybe you got a little bit of leeway. They didn't tell me what was in it, that type of deal, if you wanted to. Or you can just say, yeah, I'm on the juice. Like, it is what it is. You want to see me play baseball or not? Because I got to be honest with you. I do not care. I really don't. I really do not care if people use steroids. They're only putting their own health at risk. I can't, you know, to me, is that bad?
No.
I feel a little dirty now that that just came out of my mouth, like I said it out loud. Like I've
always
kind of thought
of, I'll be honest. A friend of mine, he did steroids.
Is he on the juice?
This is a long time ago, and he got sick from them and ended up committing suicide because of it. But yeah, it messed him up physically and mentally after that.
Yeah, and look, I mean, we take steroids. There's steroids in medicine, and you get a steroid shot to help you, like if you had inflammation or whatever the reason they give. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but you know, they says you give a steroid. You know what I mean? Like we say it regularly. What I don't know. If it enhances your performance and if it makes the game go faster and hurries the season along, by all means, pass them out. Let's go. But to me, yeah, you're only putting your own self at risk. And I got enough to worry about whether or not some dude in San Diego from the Dominican Republic is using steroids. Sorry. As much as I want to get worked up and I want to care, I can't. There's too much going on. Like, it doesn't matter to me if somebody on the other side of the country playing baseball for a living is using steroids. There's other things of concern that I have on my plate. This doesn't even shake a stick at it. If anything, it's just faux outrage. You know, even if I'm Jeff Passan, for God's sakes, like, oh yeah, sure. Like, yes, it's breaking news. Yeah, but it's not affecting your day-to-day life. It affects his, okay. You know, he did it. 80 games is 80 games. They can say whatever they want. It's not going to, that's the other thing. You can make up and say whatever you want. It's not going to reverse the suspension. Like, the punishment's already handed down. You're already serving the days. So what's the difference at this point? Like, you're already caught. It's already over. You know, it'd be like you walking out of the house. You got bags full of stuff. You got the little, you know, you got the black and white striped shirt on with the little eye thing. What's that called? You know, where the robbers would wear it over their eyes.
A mask?
Like, yeah, but it only covers your eyes, though. It's not really a mask. It doesn't cover your face.
You're talking about Black Bart from Christmas Story?
Sure. Yeah, that'll work. You know, you're walking out and you got the two, like, you know, you got the two potato sacks full of goods out of somebody's house. Like, we got you. Where you think you're going, you're going to start serving now. So it is what it is.
Next time I see you, you're going to be pushing up daisies.
Well, next time I pick a baseball team, they're gonna hopefully be healthy. You know, I was getting ready to jump onto the Dodgers bandwagon. Hold the fort now. Their starter, Walker Buehler, is going to have season-ending elbow surgery.
And the preseason, the postseason drought.
Oh, the Mariners, yeah. My man Simone Denis, he's trying to get me all in on the Seattle bandwagon. I do have a Mariners hat somewhere. I know that exists. I just don't know where exactly.
Just get that's a Ken Griffey jersey, and then boom.
Plus, your boy that works for the Kraken.
Everett Fitzy.
Everett, yeah.
Yeah, we got that going for us. So maybe, you know, maybe it is Seattle that I go to. I'm just going to continue to hold out until I can, you know, I can see who's really got the good, you know, who's really coming in here strong. I don't want to pick a bum. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to wait and see, you know, who's coming in the playoffs hot and who's doing what. I think that would be a positive. All right, we're going to step aside when we return. The Tigers won a game. They split their doubleheader yesterday against Cleveland. We'll talk about it next. Here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Turn a loss into a win with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Place a one-game parlay wager with at least four legs on any Major League Baseball game. If all legs of the parlay hit but one, you'll get your stake back and free bets up to $25. Log on to your account or download the app and sign up with BetMGM to take advantage of the offer all season long. Just opt in to the one-game parlay insurance program, then place a one-game parlay wager with four legs or more on any MLB game. If you miss only one leg on your wager, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only, new and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If finding low prices on family favorites, fresh produce, pharmacy, pet supplies, home improvements, sporting goods, and lawn and garden is tripping you up, then shop Meijer, where one easy trip can save you lots of trips. Plus, save when you make the trip. Meijer credit card holders get 10 cents off per gallon at Meijer gas stations. Or save a trip with home delivery in the Meijer app. You'll get the same low in-store and sale prices delivered. Get more for your money at Meijer, where it's all just a trip away. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See details at Meijer.com/credit card.
It's road trip and vacation month, so be prepared and save yourself some money with Motorcraft filters, oils, brakes, and more at your local Auto Value Auto Parts stores. Anything you need from Motorcraft, we've got you covered. Shop the complete selection of Motorcraft parts and products in-store or online at MyAutoValueStore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. That's at your Auto Value Auto Parts store. And thank you for shopping locally.
And Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Can't call in? Text us using the keyword sports radio and send it to 21000 or tweet us at XB Mornings. Now back to Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino.
You know what I just saw a commercial for? Spam. You know, like the special processed American meat. I don't think that that's exactly what Spain.
Well, I mean,
for.
People are pretty heavy on meat alternatives these days. So maybe.
I don't know if that's exactly what they're going for when they're talking about meat alternatives. I don't think they're looking towards Spam. I think they're looking towards the Impossible Whopper, right? They make a burger out of plants. Yeah, that's what they're looking at.
Do like a good black bean burger. That's not a bad alternative. If you there want a you burger, go. But it's not going to fill the stomach up like before a night on the town, find a good black bean burger.
I feel like you'd have to be cautious. That's just me though. That's just
no,
me.
You do like you do. There are some where yeah, they get the frozen variety. It's like okay, is this really healthier than me putting a quarter pounder in me?
I have to see the ingredient list. Bet you it's debatable. Probably is. Somebody came in yesterday and asked me why I was so tall. I said it was the beef. I said you got to, you know, take a look at the height of carnivores versus non-carnivores. Anyways, guy's just a carnivore at the carnivore. Yeah, that's what I always say. You know, people are like, oh, my God, you're so tall. Like, it's the beef. Really? Like, yeah, you ever see a vegan this tall? Kerry Carpenter.
4-3 Detroit. Kerry Carpenter sends a blast. Deep right field. Gone! Kerry Carpenter on the very next pitch. Tigers go back-to-back solo jobs to take a two-run lead. And the rookie has his moment on a Monday night in Cleveland.
Kerry Carpenter eats beef. Congratulations. How exciting was that? It was awesome. What a day. What a day for Kerry Carpenter. Let's hear from he and Trevor T. How about Trevor Thompson working the sidelines yesterday?
Well, here with Kerry Carpenter, who tonight got his first big league double, his first big league RBI, his first big league multi-hit game, his first big league home run, and it comes in a win. How are you feeling right now, Kerry? Just sum it all up for us.
That's awesome. It was nice for everything to start clicking at the plate again. So that's what's most exciting, and getting the win is awesome.
And your first big-time bear hug from Miguel Cabrera. What are you going to tell your grandkids about, yeah, I got my first dinger, and then Miguel Cabrera, the great Miguel Cabrera, hugs me up after in the dugout?
That's one of the coolest things because, I mean, I grew up watching him hit, and, I mean, it's one of the best hitters of all time. So doing that, getting that from him was really cool.
You can tell he's just having the time of his life. A double, a solo shot, a single, three runs scored. All he needed was that triple. Nothing like go for the cycle in your first game. Well, that's exciting, right? At least there's some excitement. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, you know, in the break, and Dan just said we don't need an outfield. I think at this point, anybody who can do anything at the plate.
We didn't, I'm saying then. When you asked the question, you know, something of...
Is he better than Torque?
Right, but yeah, I mean, first of all, Kerry Carpenter was a 19th round pick, was an A ball or double A, and then hit 30 something home runs and two, you know, between double A and triple A. He got on a hot streak. Not that he's not, he's very deserving of the opportunity. But the beginning of the season, we need a first baseman, not an outfielder. So that's why Torkelson
was here.
We
need someone who hits dingers.
Now we need that.
I mean, is he better than Cody Clemens? I was told Cody Clemens hits it hard, but he can't keep it. Like, he doesn't register any hits. Guy's average is 127.
He hit another warning track shot yesterday.
Did he get caught?
Yeah.
So it didn't count?
No, I know. I'm not disagreeing that he needs some to fall in. But yeah, good for Kerry Carpenter. Hopefully he hits 15 more.
I don't have the stat off the top of my head, so I'm going to ask you guys, does Cody Clemens have more hits or pitching appearances this year?
Oh, no, not one of those. Not one of those again. We can't do that. He's got 3 home runs, 9 RBI, and a total of 10 hits in 79 at-bats with 19 strikeouts. So he's got a couple more at-bats than he does pitching appearances. But it ain't by much. That's pretty rough. Oh, jeez. Maybe Carpenter can learn from
it. I mean, you wanted Shohei Ohtani, and we got the spam version of Shohei Ohtani and Cody Clemens.
Special processed American meat right there. I don't know. The spam version of Shohei Ohtani, that's pretty creative. That's kind of what it feels like, right? I mean, you know, a couple pitching appearances, maybe a couple of runs. Tigers win 7-5 in game number 2, snapping the streak. Did you think that after game 1, Cleveland was going to take both of them?
Yeah, kind of, but Brian Garcia just is such a he's just such a pace changer. I think he throws guys off. Like, one time he'll get up there and he's throwing the ball right away. And then, like, it'll be a bad pitch and he's like, I'm going to take my time. And it's like 45 seconds. And I think that drives the guys crazy.
Yeah, 45 seconds in between pitches would drive me nuts too. That's just rough. You know, keep it moving. At 44-74, Terry's Tigers update. They're still scheduled to lose 100 games this year. 62-100 is where the projection sits at. So, oh, pardon me, 60-102. I had my two digit there, little flip flop. But yeah, 60-102. Looking at triple digits, 44-74 overall. Just 3 games ahead of the Oakland A's for the worst record in the American League. They are 5 games ahead of the Washington Nationals. What an absolute dumpster fire they are. 39-78 are the Nationals this year. 36.5 games back of the first place New York Mets. Like, that's not even competitive. They should be fined for that kind of performance. That is atrocious. 36 and a half games back. You've only won 39 all season. Tigers, they're 19 games behind the Cleveland Guardians.
By the way, just I'm just looking ahead for Tigers fans and
careful,
me.
It's dangerous.
Because I'm going to be working. Shohei Ohtani will pitch Sunday, according to the schedule, like the current pitching schedule for the Angels.
Really?
Yes.
Shohei Ohtani, does he throw a no-hitter on Sunday?
Over under 13 and a half strikeouts for Shohei
Ohtani.
Oh,
boy. That's a lot. I mean, put it at 10 and a half, and I might take the over.
The Tigers struck out 13 times every game.
I know, but a lot of those come at, you know, a lot of those, like, there's like
every single game.
Yeah, that's true, but a lot of them are in the last four innings when the guys come in there that are throwing 90, 99, and then Javi's swinging at that dumb slider that every reliever throws. Okay,
so how fast is Shohei Ohtani's fastball? 97?
Yeah,
that's
true.
I'm going to say under 13 and a half.
Yeah, if you put it at 10 and a half, I might take the over.
Put it on the poll. Put it on the poll.
See what our what friends.
Yeah, what do the people think? You degenerates out there, join us. I'm going under. Golf season's coming to a close, folks, but it's not too late to book your stay and play at Tullymore and Canadian Lakes, offering not one but two championship courses. Tullymore and St. Ives, located about an hour north of Grand Rapids, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant. It's up north golf, folks, without the drive, and they've got all the lodging right there on site to be able to take care of you and your entire party. Tullymore Golf not only features top-of-line golf, but also top-of-line accommodations and the perfect space for your wedding event, reception, or group outing. TullymoreGolf.com, TullymoreGolf.com, or call 1-800-972-4837. Book your stay and play at Tullymore today. More X's and Bros after this year on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge cheer for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. That's less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. And as the summer winds down, they still have great stay and play packages available. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. Don't forget about the fall rates that will happen after September. You can follow the rate changes at TullymoreGolf.com. And if you live in the West Michigan area or around Mount Pleasant, Midland, Cadillac, wherever, you're close to driving in and playing 18 or 36. You don't have to stay and play, but I do recommend the stay and play packages at TullymoreGolf.com. Still a lot of summer golf remaining. And if you're looking to book a wedding, reception, a special event, they can handle it. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. And real estate is pretty big at Tullymore. See everything you need at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Coming right at you. The excitement you've been waiting for. Eagle Casino and Sports. The mobile casino made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Play slots and table games with live dealers at one exciting site. PlayEagle.com. Sign up today and get a match deposit up to $1,500. That's right, up to $1,500 plus 100 free spins. Eagle Casino and Sports. Go to PlayEagle.com and start winning today. Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
Share your thoughts all morning long on the Meyer Guest Line. Call 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. Now, back to Danny, Ryan, and AB.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you ride along with us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. Thank you. Appreciate you. And of course, encourage you to join the program at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21000. Sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176. Remember, Lyle Alzado, one of the first athletes to admit to steroid usage, he got brain tumors from steroid usage. Yeah, I mean, it's not good. It's not good for your health. If it was good for your health, everyone would do it. But, you know, it's like, hey, meth rots your teeth. Try not to smoke it. I don't know. It seems pretty straightforward. Not really sure is what it is. Like, you know, Tatis, steroids, it's over. Like, I just don't happen to care. Personally, you know, I'm not going to stand here and, you know, beat my chest for the integrity of the game and all the integrity of the game is shot. When you have the actual league that manufactures the balls, changing the balls that they play with because they want more home runs. And we see the way that the ball flies. And it's like, wait a minute, there's too many home runs. Let's take that down. But they don't really ever say anything about the fact that they're changing them. Like, integrity, what? If that's all, dude, that's all you need. That's all you need. Just change the ball.
There's so many double standards. It's so funny. Like, I'm just like, you know, some guys, the umpires will check their mitt, like, look in every crevice of their mitt.
The sticky stuff.
And then the next guy, oh, you're good. Don't even worry about it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Integrity of the game. That's why it's like, yeah, the guy uses steroids, whatever. The balls were on steroids. Nobody said anything about that. Well, I mean, they did say something about it because then all of a sudden, you know, the balls are no longer on steroids. But let's get to some real integrity here. And that is the college football playoff. AP Top 25 has been released. Preseason rankings are out. College football is almost officially here. And this is exciting. With two of the best players in all of college football, Defensive Player of the Year, Willie Anderson Jr., Heisman Trophy winner, Bryce Young, they're back at Alabama. Alabama with a bone to pick after losing a championship game in a rebuilding year. That's how much better they are than everybody else. They are number one in the country. Congratulations to Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. 54 first-place votes. Ohio State checked in at number two. They got 6 first-place votes. Georgia, the defending champ, they are at number three with 3 first-place votes. Clemson and Notre Dame round out the top five. Texas A&M comes in at 6. Utah at 7. Michigan at 8. Oklahoma at 9. Baylor will be at number 10. Then Oregon, Oklahoma State, NC State, Southern Cal, and Michigan State at number 15. Followed up by Miami, Pittsburgh, Wisconsin, Arkansas, Kentucky. That'll take you to 20. 21 is Ole Miss. 22 is Wake Forest. Cincinnati is 23. Houston is 24. And the Mormons, BYU, in at 25. The same number of wives they can have there at BYU. So that is exciting. What are you laughing at, Daniel? Yeah.
Tell me, have you ever heard of these four schools? Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, and Clemson.
My good friend John Wagner, who's going to join us in hour number two, always likes to tell me how much better college football is than professional football. And I would like him to take a drug test. I really would. I would like John Wagner to take a drug test because that is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
The pageantry and sheer fandom of it all? Absolutely. Like the atmosphere? I don't know about the pregame atmosphere, honestly, but like the ambiance of college football it's still there a little bit.
It's
gone.
Because of your sweatshirt.
It's gone away in the past.
That's right. It's because of your sweatshirt. It's because you get to go to your alma mater and wear your sweatshirt, you know, the Michigan sweatshirt with the little lantern on the front of it. And, you know, it says 18 or whatever. That's the sweatshirt. Everybody has one. They're gray. If you're a Michigan fan, you have one. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And you that's why you think that college football is better than professional football. But there is no way in hell. You know, you throw on the lantern sweatshirt, you go to Ann Arbor, you park your car, you drink your beer with your classmates or your friends who also support, you know, and then you get ready to go to the game. Outside of that, there's no way in hell that we predict. And see, there's another spam commercial. I'm telling you, what is going on with these spam? Sizzled pork and what is that? I never heard that slogan before. Maybe they're just making different ones up for every commercial break. You can't tell me, like, what did we say? Like, what have I been asking you guys for weeks now? Give me your random top four teams in college football playoff. If I asked you today who would make the college football playoff, who would it be? And it's been some mix of Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, and Clemson, or an outlier. Hey,
Oklahoma.
This would, you know what's fun? You know, like recently people have been doing, all right, I put these things into my AI or whatever, and it spit this out. If you spit out college football over the last 15 years, those are the four teams it would spit out. There would be no variation. It wouldn't change.
You'd get a dabble a little bit. It'd be a low percentage chance, but you might get Notre Dame, first year head coach. I think Marcus Freeman's going to be pretty scary. I like him. I think that he energizes players, but that's a big time first job. So be cautious. There's always things that you don't know that you wish you would have known, you know, and it's bound to happen at some point. So Marcus Freeman there, big time. Maybe you could sprinkle them in. Texas A&M. Jimbo Fisher has a national championship with Florida State under James Winston. We're going to get a W tonight. Boy. Okay, that guy, yeah. Jimbo Fisher has done this before. He is a Saban disciple. He has got a lot of talent on that team. A lot of guys making a lot of money, though. So we'll see how that whole thing plays out. Will Texas A&M be better than their 8-4 record was last year? Utah. Michigan.
Pass. To Utah.
I don't know. We'll
Michigan,
wait and see.
I'm
a little bullish.
We'll get into it. It's like 8. It's like, okay, they lost a lot. Then you look at their schedule. It's like, okay, maybe you can buy in.
I mean, yeah, if you needed a reason to hop on my contraction bandwagon here, we keep adding teams to conferences. Let's cut some loose. We don't need to have 60 teams in college football. We don't. Plain and simple. It's get rid of the dead weight. Rutgers, Maryland, Indiana, see ya. Minnesota, bye. Right? Don't need it. Don't need it. Sorry if that upsets you. You want the little brown jug? Take a picture of it. Outside of that, new look college football moving forward. Get rid of these teams. Now, I do find it very, very interesting. What did you guys pick anything out of this poll where you're like, that's suspicious? Anything at all?
Clemson being as high as 4.
Okay.
Just because they had such a blah year last year. And then Cincinnati being ranked.
Cincinnati, that's an interesting one. Desmond Ridder now plays for the Atlanta Falcons. Right?
Gardner. Gone.
Sauce. How about 5 ACC teams? 5 of them. Pittsburgh with Pat Narduzzi only ahead of Wake Forest in the ACC teams to make the top 25. Wake at 22, Pitt at 17, Miami at 16, NC State at 13, Clemson, the water carrier, all the way up at number 4. All I'm saying is, that's suspicious. Keep your eyes peeled, folks. Don't let them pull a fast one over you. A lot of smoke and mirrors here. New television rights deal coming down. Who owns the ACC network? I think it's the same group that owns the SEC network.
Hey, Narduzzi said that they're coming. They're going to be better.
Narduzzi said that.
Two behind.
Pitt can win the Big Ten. Yeah, and they're not even. Crystal Ball's going to kick their rear. I hope Miami takes the Pitt Panthers and launches them into orbit. I don't ever want to hear from Pat Narduzzi again with that blasphemy. Oh, we would compete in the Big Ten.
You'd be the 4th ranked Big Ten team.
Where? Maybe in the West.
No, I'm saying to the top 25, you have Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State all ranked ahead of Pitt. And Wisconsin one spot behind them.
Penn State not in the top 20. Goat Franklin. What happened to Goat Franklin? Where's he at? What's going on with that team? Goodness gracious. I think that there are some teams that are concerning here, though. Utah, after, you know, they gave, what, Ohio State all that they could handle in their bowl game. Don't really know what to expect out of Baylor. Baylor, I'm always kind of like, you know, I don't really know. Oregon, who's the Pac-12 team here that's overrated? You know what I mean?
All of them.
So I don't know who to buy in there. Any surprises here? Anything that you saw a team said, wow, that's interesting. I'm gonna roll with NC State. I think, look, at least Miami, they have had some juice recruiting. I think that NC State being ranked as high as they are, Southern Cal 4-8 last year. I get that they have Lincoln Riley now, and that's exciting. But at the same time, like, come on, guys, like you were 4-8 last year. If you flipped it and went 8-4 this year, okay, great. But that's still not good enough to be in the top 25. NC State being 9-3 last year, like at number 13. They've piqued my interest.
The biggest surprise is a team that's not in the top 25.
Who's that?
Texas.
Did you see the graphic that somebody built that says Texas is back, that uses all the logos of all the different teams?
Yes.
That was incredibly well crafted and created, and good on them for doing that. That's fantastic. Yeah, where is Texas at? That's pretty shocking.
I mean, this is like their yearly time to be ranked, and that's it.
Yeah, maybe it's a good thing. You know, maybe it's a positive that they're not.
No, then they'll beat Central Arkansas by 30. They'll be number 17 in week 2 of the polls.
There are two independents.
15 doesn't scare you, Ryan? You don't think that's a little high?
No.
I mean, you lost.
Perfectly adequate.
I mean, you lost your two best offensive players.
I mean, we lost the one best offensive player.
You lost Jalen Naylor and
Jaden Reed is better, and we have our quarterback back.
There you go. Fire him up, Dan.
Turn
him up, Dan.
I'm just wondering. 15 seems like that's Tuck hype to me. Just a little, because you had a Heisman Trophy finalist on your team last year, and now he's not there. I don't know.
I don't think he's technically a finalist.
Yeah, okay, he wasn't a finalist. He could have been.
I mean, you want to talk about a team that lost a Heisman?
Oh, you're right.
And
oh,
in the top 10, Dan.
Who's that? I know. Yeah, Michigan.
Oh, well, I didn't think we were talking about them. But
we can talk about Michigan.
Yeah, we can deflect the conversation over to them. Yes, please.
I have no problem with Michigan being ranked 8th. I have no problem with Michigan State being ranked 15th.
Yeah.
Because guess what? None of it actually matters.
That's true.
So you say that.
Well, it matters for.
But it kind of does, because we base everything off of the preseason poll, the way that teams shift. So Alabama, if Alabama would have came in at number 2.
So you're saying it's a clean slate after week 1?
Where was Michigan ranked last year in the preseason poll?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
They weren't.
Well, there you go.
It's like if you're a name in a power conference, it doesn't matter where you're ranked. Because if you go 11-1, you're going to be shot right up the rankings. It matters for someone like Cincinnati. It matters for someone like Houston, BYU. Someone like NC State. That matters. If you're Texas, who cares if you're ranked or not? If you win your games, they're going to put you in there. If you're Penn State, you win your games, you'll be put right up there.
That's actually a really good point. The only thing that I was going to counter with was, you know, when we look at, okay, if Georgia is the defending national champion, you know, if you throw them in at 1, like now, if Clemson starts winning games but not winning well, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they just don't look right. You know, they're not beating teams the way that they should. They're having some questionable calls. Maybe they get a little lucky at the end of a game. The committee's still going to keep them in the top 4, because I think it's harder for you to fall like that. You know what I mean? So that's why I look at these preseason rankings. Like, they put Notre Dame, like, all you need to do, a couple good wins and you're in. And if you're Clemson, because you're in that top 4 already, there's almost like a safety net. Like, you would have to self-destruct and lose to like Chattanooga or something crazy for you to drop out. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's built in there that if you're a top 10 team, you might even be able to extend it a little more, but definitely if you start off in the top four, there's almost like a protection to you that I would say is somewhat equivalent to what Ryan brought up earlier, to where if you are a smaller school and ranked, there's almost like a built-in protection for you that, like, yes, like Cincinnati being 23 is huge for them. Houston at 24 is massive for them because now they can stick as long as they win their games, and they're going to continue to climb. At the end of the day, you have to win, right? We all know that that's most important. But I do think there is something to this this preseason poll that kind of sets up and aligns where everybody's at. It is just also very interesting to see that we have two American Athletic Conference teams in there. I think that's pretty it's interesting. Soon to be Big 12, maybe, if the Big 12 is even still around. SEC with six teams, that's the best in the country. ACC with five, Big 10 with four. The Big 12 has three along with the Pac-12. They should combine. That would give them six, tied for the SEC. Super Conference, the American with two, and Independence with two.
Last year, it was important for Cincinnati to be ranked eighth in the preseason poll.
Mm-hmm.
Because very that much got so. Them into the playoff. At 23, they won't, but it might get them a New Year's Six Bowl. Climbing. For teams like that, it's important.
Climbing.
But for Michigan, again, they weren't ranked in the top 25 preseason last year.
Kind of a nice thing, to be honest with you.
But again, it's if you're a name in a Power 5 conference, this poll is irrelevant.
Yeah, if you got the name, need a little brand power. Got to have eyes on the screens. Get a little benefit of the doubt there. Get in on the hottest sports action for your shot at cold hard cash with DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet on your favorite sports all summer long. Gear up for the football season. Right now, new customers can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't hit, you'll get another shot to win big. Plus, with same-game parlay spreads, money lines, over-under props, your betting options feel endless. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code HUGE, promo code H-U-G-E. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000 right now. Promo code HUGE only at DraftKings. We'll step aside. Hour number two coming at you next here on the Michigan Sports Network.